traffic. I'm Andrew Chip Peterson.
Yo, what's up? This is Kyle Dage. We are Norman Fitz. It's Dominic Mullen.
Hey guys, this is Lakota Silver here.
Hi, I'm Danny Kay, and you're listening to Good Hope FM.
Proudly South African, this is Good Hope FM. Connected Cape Town.
Welcome back. Who is crazy for walking? Good morning and welcome. What are your names? Why are you here?
Yeah, my name is Anton Rousseau.
I'm
from Life Path Health Group. And Karen, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, Stan. I'm Karen. I'm also part of the Crazy for Walking team.
First things first, what exactly is crazy for walking?
Yeah, look, the big problem is that firstly, maybe give you some statistics in one in five working age people in South Africa will at some point in their life suffer from a mental illness.
That's one in five.
One in five, yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, and then, but if you break it down, that means, if you break it down and you go to people between 15 and 29 years old, the second biggest cause of death is suicide in that age category. And there is a statistic that actually says that one in two people in general suffers from a mental illness. So that means if one in five working people suffers from that illness, one in two people in general, means there's a bigger problem with our young people and our older people. So the big problem is that mental illness is often not recognized as a medical illness, and there's a huge stigma still attached to it. And that means that people don't talk about it, which means that people don't get diagnosed, they don't get access to treatment, and don't get treated. So to break down this stigma, that's where the Crazy for Walking initiative started in 2017. And it started with saying, how do we break it down? The word crazy, people say quickly when someone has a mental illness, they say the person is crazy. So how do you tackle it?
Sure.
You embrace the term. And
you accept it, yeah.
Yeah, accept it. And you normalize it and you break it down. So then the idea in 2017 started to start a destigmatizing campaign with the NHN, National Hospital Network Psychiatric Hospitals. That's a national network that said that what do we do that's crazy to actually illustrate what we're doing. And then the idea came from one of the staff members of one of the hospitals in the national hospital network. Let's walk from Pretoria to Cape Town.
That is crazy.
Yeah, but for some people it's crazy. For other people it's not that crazy.
100%. Yeah.
So a number of people have done it on their own. And nevertheless, teams walked from Pretoria to Cape Town in 5 weeks. And it was very successful. And there was a lot of success and a lot of strides forward in terms of destigmatizing mental illness. Then in 2018... the hospitals got together and said, look, what are we going to do this year? Because that was a bit crazy. So what are we going to do this year? So the idea is that this year we're going to break down the country in regions or in provinces, which is Pretoria, Johannesburg, Pretoria, Gauteng, and then Free State and the Western Cape. And the idea is that everyone will walk. Everyone will have different campaigns in their regions. And we'll walk to Mars. Obviously, it's a symbolic walk. It's not a physical walk. It sounds very crazy. It is crazy. But if 1 million of our 57 million people in South Africa walk 5 kilometers for 4 days in October, which is World Mental Health Month, we already have 20 million kilometers. Now, Mars is 52, at its closest in its orbit, 52 million kilometers from Earth. So the crazy thing is that we're saying that we're going to walk there, and we don't know whether we're going to get there, but we're going to go as far as we can. And what we're also saying is that people don't have to worry that we'll only walk there this year, and we'll walk back next year.
100%. Chatting about crazy for walking. So I see there's two amazing things happening, 3 to 10 October as well. That people can get involved in, but I was also reading a stat that said suicide accounted for 1.4% of all deaths worldwide, making it the 17th leading cause of death that was global in 2015. That is shocking.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. And I think we even see it here in the Western Cape. We've heard recently, 2-3 weeks ago, about suicide in primary schools. And it's very, very sad. I think there's no listener out there that can't say, it's not going to happen to my family or not to me. It's a reality.
It happens
to
anyone.
Very sad. Yes, yes. So fighting the stigma against mental illness is something we should all stand together for, because no one are for certain not to be to feeling it in their own family.
How do we get hold of you guys for more information if we want to be part of the walk? What do we do? Where do we go?
Yeah, you can simply go to the Crazy for Walking website, and you'll find the different regions and the different campaigns. And in Cape Town, in the Western Cape, we have two campaigns, if I may.
Absolutely.
The one is the Table Mountain Walk from 3 to 10 October. And the idea there is that we all face mountains in our lives, and this is to symbolically walk over those mountains. And the other initiative is what we call the Mall Walk, where there will be a focus on getting the message out to the people on ground level and to as many people as possible on a practical level, where we're going to have in all the major malls in the Western Cape from 3 to 10 October, eat one more per day. We'll have treadmills, and there will be an app that will be launched.
Crazy walk.
Yeah.
There will be an app that will be launched soon, where we invite the public and we challenge them to come and make their contribution and come and walk, even if they walk 1 kilometer, because the app will be downloaded free, and that will collect to a central data point. So, and that's how the million miles will be made up, or however far we get.
Brilliant. Anton Karen, baie dankie vir die tyd vanoggend.
Thanks, Dan.
Baie dankie.
Let's get a bit back to the music, it's AKA.